Welcome to the Whitetail Obsession Podcast with Dave Richmond and co-host Chris Worthing, where we talk and teach everything deer and turkey hunting related. Follow along as we help teach you tips and techniques about hunting, food plots, and habitat management strategies that everyone can use.
Podcast 66. Chris is grumpy.
I'm always grumpy.
We're going to vent on this podcast, and I don't know where it's going to go. We really don't have a real agenda other than I'm going to try to get Chris fired up.
It's possible. So,
guess what? So, I had an eye test today, right? I told you.
You're blind.
The doctor told me I have 20/15 vision. I didn't even know 20/15 vision was a thing.
He subtracted 5 to confuse you.
No. So 20/20 is considered your standard good vision.
That's what mine's for long distance.
Right. Mine's actually 20/15, which is better than that.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. He told me I had fighter pilot jet or fighter pilot eyes. My eyes are better
You're
than.
You're freaking blind. You couldn't even see the cookies at the Amish store.
Whatever. I got good eyes.
Oh my. That's why when I say buck, 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 you're like, where? Where?
Right, right.
You couldn't even see it.
I couldn't. Blind. Buck, buck, buck. And, you know, what's crazy too is I'm sure as everybody's listening to this podcast, they heard about the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse.
Yeah.
Right? You heard about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's only 15 minutes from my house.
15 minutes. You could have been on that bridge swimming.
How many times? I go over that bridge almost 3-4 times a week.
That's nuts.
Pretty crazy.
Not at 1:30 in the morning, though. Good for
no,
you.
Not Good at 1:30 in the morning. Yeah. But now that that happened, I will be, when I go over bridges now, I want to be looking.
I'm sure you will.
If I see a boat coming, I'm going to be flooring it.
You'll be pedal to metal.
Yes, I will. I'll be punching a Chevy to the floor.
Well, while we're venting, I got to just vent on that portion. I can't believe, from an engineering standpoint, that you could knock out one stanchion like that and just drop it like a ton of toothpicks.
So I know zero about bridges. But I watched a video today of this guy, and apparently he analyzes catastrophes like that. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that it was obviously poorly built because they called it some kind of bridge. A continuous something bridge.
Suspension, probably.
Continuous suspension bridge. And it shouldn't have collapsed like that.
Right.
In Delaware, this guy came on. That does something in Delaware, bridges or something. In front of those pillars, or wherever you want to, I don't know what they're called, the vertical support risers, in front of those on each side is supposed to be a giant
deflection-like thing?
Deflector.
Yeah.
So if a boat does come toward that pillar, riser, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
they're supposed to hit that piece of concrete first before it hits the actual bridge support beam.
Right.
And the guy from Delaware said every bridge in Delaware has those.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
I bet you the next one does.
Yeah. So that bridge, I think, I can't remember when it was built, but who knows
how long. Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm just surprised you could knock out one pillar like that and it all just fell.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
I could see maybe a chunk, you know, or something coming off, you know, but the whole bridge, my goodness. Okay. Now you got me wound up.
Yep. So today. So
what do you want to talk about?
Today we're going to vent. And
who am I going to roast?
We're going to roast all kinds of stuff here. Okay. But let's just put this into perspective. Anybody listening? 2 weeks ago we were still in March 2 weeks ago, but we had a warm front. And it was, 10, 15 days. You know, it got a little, it was up in the 70s a little bit. And some of my plots greened up, right? But those plots are full of like wheat and, you know, a little bit of clover stuff kind of greened up a little bit. I've seen the honeysuckle blooming, you know, they're turning green, greenbrier and stuff like that. The amount of questions that I had during those 10 to 15 days was about food plots. People are ready to plant. Now, put this into perspective. It was the first week of freaking March. It's still winter time. Yeah. It hasn't even hit spring.
For sure.
And people wanted to plant food plots. I had guys message me asking me if it's time to plant. And I said, no. Well, they planted anyway, because the questions that what they were responding with was basically, I didn't tell them what they wanted to hear. They were looking for like validation or something of their choices, and they most of them went ahead and planted anyway, right?
Right.
Now, the past 3-4 days, I'm getting questions again from the same people. Dave, I planted food plots. Oh my God, it was 27 degrees and I had snow. Mm-hmm. What do I do? Well, you dummy, you shouldn't have planted. It's winter time. And we go through this every year around the same time. There's a warm front in March, end of March. You get these warm temperatures for a couple weeks at a time.
Yeah.
And people freak out and want to plant. Right?
Right. Yeah. I seen it too. I saw people out there with the tiller, you know, on Facebook, guys were tilling. And I just shake my head.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, and what are you working the dirt for this time of year already? I mean,
it's winter time.
It's still winter, you know, basically they were probably tilling up frost. There's probably still frost in the ground, you know?
Right. One of the things with tilling, like if you are tilling, disking or whatever, really you should never do that until you are ready to plant, because the more tillage you do, obviously the more erosion you're going to have. And a lot of times that I noticed when people continuously till is that they create your soil. I guess you break it up so fine that when your soil kind of settles, you create like a concrete hard pan on the top side. And that's when you start. Right. It starts crusting. So really, the guys, you shouldn't be tilling unless you're physically planting. You shouldn't till just for the fun of it.
Well, I seen an overabundance of questions this week also about what can I plant? Because I had so many stones. Mm. Well, the more you work the dirt, the more stones you bring up.
Mm-hmm.
And as you bring that up, it looks like you got flipping gravel on top,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they're freaking out like, oh man, I got nothing but stone here. Now, what am I going to plant? You know? And so there was a lot of people looking for no-till type throw and grow things online this week, I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, I mean, we're still in winter. Well, no, we hit spring. Today's, I think the 21st was the first day of spring, but really throughout the Midwest, the whole central, Northeast, all those areas. I mean, dude, you got another 5 to 6 weeks before you want to start thinking about planting. Where I'm at in Western Pennsylvania, I'm not planting till literally probably last week of May, first week of June.
I just saw Bernie Behringer. He's a bear hunter from Minnesota. They got a foot of snow. You just got a foot of snow. Mm-hmm. You know, here it's still dipping down below freezing every night.
Yeah, here too.
You know, during the day it's 55, yeah, pushing 60 degrees.
Way too cold.
You know, and here's another thing guys don't understand. They're like, oh yeah, it's warm. It's warm. It don't have anything to do with air temperature. Nothing to do with it. It's your soil temperature that you have to worry about. And it can't dip below 50. It's got to be above 50 and higher for the remainder of the year, you know, during the planting season. From here on out, it has to be 50 plus before you can even think about planting, you know. And then same thing with the guys that are ready to spray and kill. You know, I've seen a million questions about that too. You know, what can I use to spray? And I'm like, why are you even thinking about spraying? You know, has zero to do with air temperature. You know, go get a soil probe. See what your temperature, what your soil really is. Guarantee it's not 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's wild. I mean, I get it. I get the excitement, but guys, the problem with it is the only thing you can plant right now is a hard seed. Clover, chicory, alfalfa, those types of.
That's the other thing. I've seen guys asking, can I plant this seed now? And here it's got freaking turnips and radishes and rape in it. You know, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
There's several issues with that. I mean, yeah, you can plant your clover and stuff, you frost seed it. You can do those types of plantings, but when you start getting into beans, peas, oats, wheat, rye, Egyptian wheat, sun, all these types of, it's a soft seed. It's a softer seed. The problem is weeds germinate at a lower temperature. So your weeds are going to be the first thing that greens up. So when your seed is sitting there in the soil.
Yeah, doing nothing.
Doing nothing. Your weeds are taking over. And then if for some magical reason that your seed does happen to germinate, it's just going to be smothered out by the weeds. Yep. When you are planting a spring food plot, you need to let those weeds establish themselves. Let them establish and green up and get the warm soil temperatures and air temperatures and the nice, you know, 65 degree days, kill your weeds off, and then you can plant. But everybody, you know, there's two things you need to look at. Your frost date in your area and your soil temperature. The soil temperature, just Google it. It's a website that pops right up. Punch your zip code in. Tells you your soil temperature. Frost date, do the same thing. There's websites that'll tell you your last frost. Maryland, where I'm at, is May the 15th. Western Pennsylvania, I think it was like May 25th or something.
And that's for what?
Last frost date.
A last frost date.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I mentioned this a couple podcasts ago. My grandmother used to plant gardens and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she would go by that May the 15th frost date.
Right.
You're planting, you know, young, tender plants. If it gets a hard frost, they die. Mm-hmm. Your soft seed sits there on the ground. You know, in cold soil temperatures, it's going to die off. It's not going to germinate. It sits there, birds peck it away. It's a waste. And well,
I've been sitting in the turkey woods, and our turkey season is one of the latest to ever start.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The PA is so late. Our turkey season doesn't come into like the first week of May normally, and goes the whole way through May and goes out like Memorial Day weekend. Okay. I've been sitting in the woods the last weekend of turkey before and have gotten snowed on. So yeah, it's almost June at that point. So, and I had posted some pictures on Domain Nation there of the incognito, and someone asked, you know, when did you plant that? And I wrote, well, you can plant anytime at the end of April all the way through May. You know, you can plant it then if you have the right weather, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where you're at, you know, if you're in the South somewhere, you can do a late April, May planting because mm-hmm. they have heat, you know.
Right.
I'm talking, you know, South Carolina, Georgia, you know, down that way into Florida or whatever, you know, they have heat. They have the ground temperature is going to be 50 and above.
Well, let's pull it up so people notice. The website to check your soil temperature is called greencastonline.com. So what's your zip code over there in Pennsylvania?
15860.
I'm gonna kill you.
I was gonna give you a different one so that everybody didn't pinpoint me.
So
you fake one.
your current soil temperature is 57 degrees. The 24 average is 48, and the 5-day average is 37 degrees.
Yeah, see, I mean, you have warm days, but then it's dropping and dipping, and
yeah, it's no good.
No, it's no good. The only thing I've got in the ground is clover. That's what I seeded. I already frost seeded.
Soil temperature here is 50. 24-hour average is 49. 5-day average is 44. So it's a little bit warmer than where you're at.
Yeah, but you're still not there.
Still way off.
Yep. But like, if you look at South Carolina or Georgia or something, they're probably ready right on.
My farm. Current soil temperature 62, 24 average is 52, and 5-day average is 41. Mm. It's no good.
No good.
Now if you go down into, let's do South Carolina. Current soil temperature 65, 24 average 63, 5-day average 59. Still a little chilly. Still not, you know, a little cold there. But if you go down into
But they could get away with it.
Let's go to if Jay Cohn is listening, he'll like this. Let's look up Greenville, Florida. That's where he's at. Right here. If you're in Florida, current soil temperature 71, 24 average 69, 5-day average 65. Plant your hearts out. But so
plant
that's
your own plot, Dave.
Plant your own plot. But guys need to check that out. Greencastonline.com. That will tell you your soil temp, and all I can find is it'll give you a 5-day average. But there's a calendar on there to where you can do historically as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
cool.
Yeah, I've seen the past 3 weeks, I've seen people disking plots, planting Egyptian wheat. We saw it on Facebook the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, I mean, I get the excitement, but you have to wait, man.
What's crazy is, like, and we're talking about the domain page a lot of times when we're talking about some of this stuff.
You mean the page you hid from me?
Yeah. Yeah, that one. You're so blind. You needed your eyes checked.
You didn't tell me about it.
Oh my gosh. So with all these questions were coming in, blah, blah, blah. And people were posting, oh, I just planted this plot. And, you know, I've just put my screening in. And Mike from Domain even went on there and was proactive and even made a video saying, guys, it's not time to plant yet. Did you see that one?
I didn't know.
He made a little video saying, yeah, it's just not time yet, you know. And then they just kept coming in. More posts, people planting. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what's going to happen, right? The guys, here's two things that's going to happen. Everybody that planted anything other than the clover and whatever it is, and they're going to have weeds because guys are doing it in non-prepared situation. I mean, it's going to be a mess. But yeah, the two primary things are, is one, the seeds are not going to germinate. They're going to die. The weeds are going to overtake it, and people are going to trash talk the seed. That's what's going to happen.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. They're going to blame it on the seed being bad, right, instead of their actual own failures or fault.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
More than likely.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get it. It's wintertime, guys. Do not plant a food plot. I'll tell you this. If you plant a food plot other than clover, chicory, alfalfa, do not mess with me and ask me questions.
You're bitter.
I'm bitter about it.
Yeah, but I'm
the guys message you for help. You tell them to wait, and they don't wait, and then they fail, and then they get a hold of you again. It failed. What went wrong? What do I do?
Well, one of the other things is, not only are they doing it too early, but I was getting a lot of people asking me about how do I prepare the seed bed? You know, how do I get soil to seed contact when it's all grass right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, well, you're not ready to plant then.
Right.
You know, it's not prepared. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't try to frost seed yet. Wait till you're ready to plant and work.
Plant that normally.
Yeah. Plant a normal plot and then put your clovers in the fall and let them get established over the winter time, and then go back in the spring and frost seed next spring, because you'll have a prepared plot.
Right.
Or overseed into your fall plot that had, you know, the turnip and brassicas in it and things, you know, because that'll all get wiped out and you'll have a bare plot at that point.
Right.
Yeah. I had some of those folks too that just, they want to get planting and they want to get on, you know, because frost seeding's a buzzword. It really is. Everybody wants to frost seed, you know, because that's the coolest thing. You can frost seed and get something established, and, you know, you didn't have to work the dirt and blah, 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 you know. So everybody's on the bandwagon, wants to go do that, but it's not, you can fail miserably at it if you don't do it the right way.
Yeah.
You know, so, and like you said, someone's going to come out and say, hey, this seed's junk, you know.
It happens all the time.
Or how about the knuckleheads that are spreading it in the snow? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen that.
How many times did you see somebody comment last week, said, hey, just go out and spread that on top of your snow, and that way when it melts, it works right in.
I saw that.
That's not seed to soil contact. That's seed to freaking snow contact.
You know who started that?
I have no idea, but it was not smart.
It was, which I highly highly respect the guy. It was Grant Woods.
Really?
So he makes videos every year about snow seeding. So
that's silly.
I get what he's saying, but like, I don't like it at all.
You would have to do that on the very last day as it's going to disappear.
Yes, correct.
It would have to be just a thin layer of slush,
mm-hmm,
and spread it, and then within 12 hours, that's going to melt off. You know.
Yeah, but you would also have to make sure that, I mean, I guess just thinking about it, you would have to make sure that that lower level, like you said, fully melts.
Yeah.
But also doesn't refreeze at night to create ice.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, it's so many things that could go wrong. So well, the question is, why? Why do you want to?
Why would you risk it? Yeah. Why would you risk it?
That's the whole thing. Why? Why
put it on? Put it on dry ground.
Just wait.
That's going to freeze and thaw. Freeze and thaw. You know.
Yeah. Just wait it out.
Yeah. And the other thing is, if you do that on the snow, you better hope like heck it don't rain hard.
Right. Exactly.
Or it's gone.
Or yeah, it freezes. You know,
it's going to be down wherever your lowest portion of property is, because it's just going to wash.
Well, it'll wash, and then all the seed will gather in these huge
pools.
You know, pools. then you'll have bare spots here. Mm-hmm. It's dumb. Just wait.
Yeah, just wait it out.
Everybody's in a rush. You know, just wait it out. I mean, it's just the beginning of spring. Like, and we're talking 2 weeks ago when it was winter time.
Yeah.
And of course today it still feels like freaking winter. But
I ordered fuel for camp today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, because I'm almost out, so I can't go without fuel, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know why? Because winter's not over.
Example. It was probably 4 years ago now. Me and you at the old farm on a skid steer, it was like May the 15th.
Yeah.
Talk about snow.
That was a bitter day.
That turned ugly real quick with snow and wind and that got cold. And that was May the 15th.
Yeah. It was snowing and blowing and freeze. Yeah.
If I would have planted buckwheat or something like that, it would have died.
Yeah.
You know, buckwheat's tender. I mean, you can't have freeze on these plants. It's just, it's not good. You got to wait.
All right. Let's change the tune. You know what else I'm bitter about? I ordered my herbicide.
Imox?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I ordered that and a jug of something else, which is a surprise.
Uh-oh.
But ordered two jugs. Keystone said, shipped. UPS sent me an email. Says delivery date yesterday. Nothing showed up.
Uh-oh.
Open up my email today. Delivery date today. Nothing showed up. Then I got an email that said your delivery has been postponed. And I'm like, oh, come on. What's up with this? So I hit the tracking button, started tracking it. Here, the stuff made it all the way to Pennsylvania on a dock somewhere, and they damaged it.
What?
It's getting returned to sender. It's going all the way back to where it came from.
You'll be waiting for that for a while.
Yeah. Yep. So it'll be the middle of next week before I ever get that now.
Ooh, that's not good. Somebody damaged a bottle of herbicide, spilled everywhere.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to have been that person.
Yeah, hopefully it ain't all over them. You know?
Yeah.
Or all over someone else's packages.
Right.
Can you imagine that?
Ooh.
Being an unsuspecting recipient of a package and you got Imox all over it.
See what you just did?
I just infected people. I didn't infect people.
You just caused a bunch of problems.
UPS.
They're famous with that stuff, though, because they throw stuff around.
Oh.
Even though it says fragile on the box, I mean, they just throw it around.
Well, that box I just got from Domain at the beginning of the week had a hole through the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, it looked like somebody poked a hole in it and pushed in and looked in the box or something.
A mouse hole.
It had a big hole in it.
I got a box yesterday too. It was from.
Glad that it didn't puncture anything that was in it.
It was from Agra Supply.
Yeah.
You know what it was?
Mm-mm. You got liquid lime.
I got a surprise too.
You got liquid lime. You slime ball.
I don't have no daggone liquid lime.
He's got liquid lime. What a hypocrite.
No liquid lime here, buddy. None.
Agra Supply. I don't know.
If somebody gave you a bottle of liquid lime, would you use it?
I would test it. I would test it somewhere.
How would you test it? Soil sample?
I would spray half my plot with it on back, the feed plot.
Mm-hmm.
And just see if it looks any different.
Gotcha.
Somebody just told me they had a liquid lime. I can't remember who that was. It was somebody here locally. Said they was getting all ready for season. They got their jug of liquid lime.
Good for them.
He called it liquid calcium.
Oh.
And I said, oh, yeah, that's what it is, liquid calcium.
I forgot. Let's finish this up.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. So guys, real quick with the food plots. Look, you don't have to take our advice. You don't have to listen to it. If that's what you want to do, plant by any means, by whatever you want to do. When it fails, though, because it will fail, I don't want to hear no complaints. You can do what you want.
Well, the other thing I can't stand is when they say, I'm from this state, what should I plant?
Yeah.
You know, or what can I plant in this type of soil? Mm-hmm. You know, well, go see your local farmer and see what they're planting.
You're right.
That's the best free information you can get. Or how about this? Call your place of soil testing.
Right.
They'll give you all kind of information.
All right. So
free information too. What okay. you got? What are you looking up?
My soil samples. So somebody asked me to share my results. Okay. Because I screenshot from 2 years ago to now. So 2022, 2024. All right.
They just get better and better.
Yes. And this is from disking.
Mine did.
Yes, we add synthetic fertilizer. Yes, we add lime. But this is 2 years now. 2 years. Not 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right.
Nothing like that. Okay. My phosphorus levels went from low to just breaking into the very high. My potassium went from low to very high. My calcium levels went from very low to medium. My magnesium levels went from low to very high. My soil pH went from a 6.1 to a 6.8. My CEC went from a 6.7 to an 8.9. My organic matter went from a 3.1 to a 5.2. 2 years later, I do not need any fertilizer. I need like 30 pounds.
Sounds like, good. Sounds good.
And that's all you do. I disc, I turn in green manure, I plant things, wheat, rye, oats, beans, whatever it is. I turn
it back. But you're destroying the biome and the earthworms, Dave.
You know what's funny? Yes, when I went there last weekend, I took the soil samples, right? Mm-hmm. When I dug into the ground.
Full worms.
Full of worms.
Mine was too. And they literally said I destroyed them all.
And I was told that if I disc my plot, all my earthworms are dead.
Yep.
So yep. I call bogus. But
meanwhile, the people that no-till, a lot of them, I should say, use so many chemicals it would choke a rat.
Choke a rat, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But that's my soil sample results.
You're killing them.
2.5 years of effort, and I added lime two times, a little bit here, a little bit there. Turned in green manure, wheat, rye, oats. Turn that, just work it back into the soil. My plots now are green as could be because I'm using cover crops and such. The farmers' fields are complete trash with the soil cracking. Dead soil cracking, no cover crops, and his fertility level junk. So
on a funny note, before we end this, and wrap it up, I got a funny comment.
What do you got?
When on the last video we did about the pet peeves, somebody wrote, and it was actually a buddy of mine. I don't know if it was a dig or not. But he said his pet peeves is guys that think they know it all. Now, I don't know if he was trying to say us or just other people.
So no
idea. I didn't know how to take that.
Was it on your YouTube video?
Yeah, it was on the video.
I didn't see that one.
I don't know if he was calling us know-it-alls or what, but it was funny.
Hey, nobody knows it all on this podcast. I'll tell you that right now.
I even put in the comment or in the description that these are our opinions only. You know, I mean,
that's exactly what it is—an opinion.
It's definitely our opinion because you could ask 10 guys 10 different things is what you're going to get the answer.
Well, that's what opinions are. Your opinion is your opinion. Mine is mine. Are they right and wrong? Well, they may be wrong to you, but they're right to me and it works for me. So that's why they're opinions.
Yeah.
And the way you do things, you know, I was thinking about this today real quick and then we'll end it. It was from, you ever seen the Karate Kid movies?
Yeah, I've seen some of them.
Mr. Miyagi and Daniel-san and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Miyagi was teaching Daniel-san karate. Mm-hmm. And Daniel-san said, I can't remember the exact saying, was that, well, I want to do it your way. Because Mr. Miyagi is teaching him karate, so Daniel-san is saying he wants to do it Mr. Miyagi's way. And Mr. Miyagi said, one day, you do your way. So the point is, you can do something. There's a million different ways to do karate, right? Each style, but even within that style, each person is going to learn their own way to do it. Mm-hmm. It's the same with food plots. It's the same with deer hunting. It's the same with whatever it is. Yeah, there's certain ways to do things, but you as an individual will learn to do it your way.
Yeah.
And if that way works for you, guess what? That's your way.
Roll with it.
That's your way. If you're satisfied with the results and you're happy with it, you created your own way, just like Mr. Miyagi told Daniel-san. You do your way. One day you do your way.
That's why social media questions suck.
They do.
When someone puts a vague question out there and you get all these answers, this is how I did. This is what I did. Well, that's great. That's how you did it. But don't tell somebody how to do it.
Right.
You know,
explain it's better to explain the process.
Yeah.
And let that person do it their way.
See, my videos, if you go through any of my food plot videos, all I get done saying is, this is how I did it. If you have any questions how I did it, comment below, ask a question, whatever. This is how I do it. Right. I would never tell someone how to do it. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I did it. How successful I was at way I did it. That's what I'll share with you. If you want to know how I wasn't successful and how I failed, I'll tell you that too.
Yeah.
Because I've failed before. Yeah. So.
Do what Mr. Miyagi says. You do your way. If it works, right. Wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off.
We out of here. See you guys. See you later. On 67. Bye-bye.